Bridgerton is like the biggest thing on Netflix, and we just heard that they're coming back for a second season. But this is interesting. So now, do you watch SNL ever?
Yes.
You do? Okay. Yep. So you might have seen Reggae Jean Page hosted SNL like a week or two ago. Mm. He's the lead guy in Bridgerton. He's the star of Bridgerton. Right. And the reason why, I just, in case you don't see it, I just want to give you a sense of Daphne and Simon are the two main characters. Daphne is a Bridgerton. Simon is a Duke. The premise of it is he doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to get married. So they pretend to be, no, sorry. She wants to get married, but nobody wants her. So she has to seem gettable. Like, you know, like when someone's dating you and suddenly, why are you hanging yourself? You don't want to hear this?
I'm trying to kill myself.
They're the two stars of it is all you need to know.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. And you could stop hanging yourself with your cord.
I'm going to hang myself more watching this.
I just want you to see a little tiny piece of it so you know who Reggae Jean Page is.
Yes, quite.
I thought we were friends.
Okay, so here we go. This is him.
Tell me.
That's him.
Okay.
Tell me.
So these are the two leads. That's Daphne.
I'm curious the other day.
And that's the Duke of Hastings. And the actor's name is Reggae Jean Page. Anyway, this lead guy, Reggae Jean Page, who plays the Duke of Hastings, is not coming back.
That guy's not coming back?
Right. That's the point I'm getting at. He's not coming back. He chose to not come back for a second season. He's the lead guy. And he went, no thanks.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
So all you yuntas are not going to watch it now.
I know. Believe me, even Kim Kardashian was like, what the? Yeah, she wasn't happy either. And like, if Queen Kim Kardashian is upset, you know, you can imagine how the rest of us feel. But then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Good for him. And the reason I say this is because does getting known as one character, is that good for your career? Well, why don't you ask Kit Harington or Emmy Rossum or Matt LeBlanc or Dave Schwimmer or any of those people that are known for one thing
What's
and never did
lady
anything
that was
else?
On ER that left ER to do something?
T.R. Knight.
No.
Oh, no, no. I was thinking of Grey's Anatomy. Who left
That Margalise girl, whatever her name was. And she was making like a gazillion dollars an episode, and she decided she wanted to do movies or something different. How'd that work out for you?
Was it Catherine Hagel? No, that's also Grey's Anatomy.
Whatever. It's one of those girls. But if you're good at one, like House. House is only good as House.
Right.
Don't do anything else. Just always be House.
Right, but that's the thing. So he doesn't want to only be known as the Duke of Hastings. So he books this movie, also for Netflix, by the way, where he's playing like a James Bond character.
Right.
And he wants to be a movie star.
You can do both.
You know what I mean? Like he doesn't want to be sucked in and stuck on television. It's the smartest career move I've ever seen in my life because he's coming out he's on top. I mean, he's nominated for all these awards. He is the guy right now. No one knows who he is. And then suddenly he's hosting Saturday Night Live out of nowhere. That is when you jump on a movie career. You don't stay too long at a party. I'm telling you, Maisie Williams has been trying since Game of Thrones to do other things.
You will never see him again. But you just brought up Friends. Friends is having pretty much the best day ever today. Because they just announced, April 5th? That's when they're going to start recording the new Friends.
Oh, on Monday. That's Monday.
So Monday, Friends goes back to work. All the Friends people going back to work. I'm really interested to see what they're coming up with.
All of them? Even Jennifer Aniston?
All of them going back to work.
Wow. I have to say, I'm surprised I even said that because the whole thing with them is they were the first cast to negotiate as a cast.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make sure that everybody was getting paid. Everybody was making a lot of money. They didn't want it to be like one person was making $1 million an episode. Somebody else was making $40,000 an episode. Either way, it's a lot of money, but they always negotiated as a cast. So I'm not surprised that they would all decide together to go back and do. They announced it so long ago. It took them long enough to start shooting.
Well, COVID.
COVID hasn't stopped anybody from shooting. There's tons of shows that are shooting right now.
So a lot of things going on with Friends today. One thing that we learned a couple of weeks ago was something new about Jennifer Aniston is she goes,
okay,
before she talks in Friends.
Right. I forgot about that.
And now somebody went back and actually found something that we'd never noticed before in Friends.
What else?
That they actually put a stand in for Courtney Cox in one scene. And you're going to say, no, we would have noticed that before. No, you got to watch this.
Okay.
And I just noticed this little blunder.
What? Can you just give him another chance, please?
Okay, so there's Courtney Cox.
All right, but yeah. If he lights someone else on fire, he's out of there. That's fair.
Courtney Cox. Thanks.
Okay, Courtney Cox. Come still in. Courtney Cox.
Oops, looks like when he got the pastry chef, he got you a little bit too.
Courtney Cox.
Still Courtney Cox.
Not Courtney Cox.
Monica. That's not Monica.
Oh my God. Not only is that not Courtney Cox, it's a girl that doesn't even look anything like her. It's literally like it's a woman that looks nothing like Courtney Cox. They didn't even, her stand-in looks nothing like her. Wow.
So why did they do that? I love that people are going back and watching this so closely that they see that.
Right.
Oh, stop it. Stop. Stop.
That's just one thing. Can you imagine what's about to, I mean, people are starting to really dissect that stuff. It's amazing. I mean, who watches anything that closely? That's pretty cool. And I'm mad at myself that I didn't know that until now. Yeah. Think about how long that show's been off the air.
And how many times have we seen every episode?
Yeah, but we watch it passively.
Yeah, that's true. It's always on, yeah, like, in the background.
Yeah, like I put it on and do other things, or I put it on while I'm trying to fall asleep or something. I don't put it on and be like, so which one is Courtney Cox, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I can lay down, close my eyes. I don't have to watch it because I know what's happening and I can fall asleep.
Right.
To it. So.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting. So Monday they're going to start and we should get new ones in a couple of months, I guess. But I don't know they haven't said if it's going to be scripted or non-scripted. That's where I don't understand.
Friends?
Yeah, I saw one article that said it's not going to be scripted. So I don't know what they're doing. They're just putting them all in one room and having them talk about stuff. I don't know. It's kind of like the Fresh Prince reunion, right, where they just put everybody in a room and talk about things.
Oh, if they're doing that, right. Right, right. Oh, remember they did Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and it was Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, and they're all... Oh, are they doing that? I don't want to see that. Who cares about that? I want to see them back on a set as Joey and Chandler and Monica. Like, I want to see Friends.
Yeah, you want to see Ben as an 18-year-old going to college.
Right, right.
You know, but I don't know if that's going to be it.
So, okay, so just so you know, like, I'm not alone. Lion King Kitty said she also loves the Duke. She wishes he'd read a sleep story. Remember we did that last week with the sleep story?
Yeah.
So she binged watched it too. And she said each season is based on a book. Oh, that makes perfect sense. And then we also were trying to come up with an actress who left, but you said that didn't do well. And, David Seely said it's Juliana Margulies. That's right. That's who you were trying to think of, but you were wrong. Cause Juliana Margulies stars in The Good Wife. So,
yeah,
which now has like a million spinoffs.
Is it still on the air?
It is. Yeah. The Good Wife is still on the air. And so are the spinoffs.
And I'm very proud of myself to not know that. I don't know what The Good Wife is. Cause I've never seen it.
Right. Right.
And I had no idea she was in. I knew she did 2-3 episodes of The Sopranos. That's all I knew.
As long as there's a Sopranos connection, you're interested.
Exactly. So that's the only reason why I really know who she was. But she turned down a lot of money from ER at first, and everybody said she's making a huge mistake.
She's crazy. Well, no, it took her a while to get on The Good Wife. It wasn't like she went straight from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Lion King Kitty is saying, and this makes perfect sense, that he's more likely leaving Bridgerton because he won't have a lead role. Because I guess they're going to start focusing on... because. You didn't watch it, so you don't know. But there was a whole thing back and forth with them. And that it seems like it's okay. You're going to hang yourself with your mic cord again. Okay. Please don't do that. Okay. I'm sorry. I won't talk about Bridgerton ever again. At least I'll talk about it when the second season starts, but right now I'll let it go for now.
So it's one whole season now. They haven't started shooting the second season.
No, that's what I said to you, that in the middle of the first season, they announced a second season because that's how popular it was. That's how good it was.
Start recording it yet.
I think they've already started. Oh, they started shooting it. They did.